Welcome to Stories from the Realm. My name is Brian Hancock, and I'll be your storyteller. I'm very happy that you're joining me, and I hope that you will enjoy listening to these stories. These stories from the realm are not meant to be in any kind of sequential order, and they're not all about toes being chopped off and almost drowning off the coast of Brazil. Some will be pleasant stories like this one, which I called Big Tuna. Yes, I did steal the name. The story is about the first time I sailed to the Caribbean, fulfilling a dream that I'd had since I was a small kid growing up in a small landlocked city in South Africa. Back then, the Caribbean was called the West Indies, which I think has a much more romantic ring to it. But Caribbean is probably more correct because it's the name of the Carib people that call the Lower Antilles home. We left Bahia and sailed to Fortaleza before charting a course for Barbados. Here's a lovely side story. We're about 300 miles off the coast of Venezuela, sailing along under full spinnaker. Our crew were young and strong and having the best time of our lives. We spotted what looked like some kind of raft or dinghy ahead and altered course for a closer look. Turns out it was a lone fisherman in a small boat in the middle of nowhere. We, of course, acted like fools, yelling and laughing as we scooted by him less than 50 feet away. But he never once looked up. He was just fishing and had no time for a big, beautiful yacht full of noisy sailors. He simply didn't acknowledge us. Turns out these fishermen have a mothership and they go up every day alone to fish and return to the mothership in the evening. But seriously, he could at least have waved. We carried on and made our first landfall in Barbados. The Bulamanzi was South African flagged, and all of our crew except the skipper, Bill Bullard, were South Africans. This was in 1979, and there were strong sanctions against South Africa at the time, and Customs and Immigration in Barbados would not let us stop in their waters, let alone come ashore. We were persona non grata. We did, however, anchor and use the VHF radio to order some rum punches, which some kids brought out to us in their dugout canoe. And that was my first taste of rum. With the tropical island as a backdrop, it was about as close to heaven as I'd ever been. We upped anchor and headed for St. Lucia, which was about 150 miles away. We always had a fishing line over the stern, and somehow we hooked a massive tuna. We estimated it to be around 300 pounds. It took us about 5 or 6 hours to land it. We were a sailboat and not a fishing boat, after all. Our plan was to let it go, but we didn't want to cut the lure because it would be stuck in its mouth for the rest of time. So we landed the fish in the boat and removed the lure, but it was pretty much dead, so we finished it off. Now we had 300 pounds of fresh tuna and, of course, no refrigeration. It took us most of a day to fillet the tuna, and we ended up with a mound of fish. Speaking of mounds, we arrived in St. Lucia in a bay called the Pitons, with pitons being the French word for breasts. At each end of this stunningly beautiful beach were perfectly shaped mounds looking like, well, you know. Back then there was nothing on the beach. These days I think there was a Club Med or something equally gaudy there. Some kids rowed out in their dugout canoes and had fruit and vegetables to sell. We asked them if they could make a huge fire on the beach so that we could cook our fish. They agreed, and we launched our dinghy and went around to all the other boats in the anchorage and invited them to a beach party. They all came. They all bought something from salads to bread to rum and cokes. The kids made a massive fire, and then they had some smaller ovens dug into the sand with some kind of crude grates over the top. And they pulled the coals out of the big fire and transferred them to the small ovens and cooked up the tuna. I remember that night distinctly. There were so many different languages being spoken, and everyone was just having fun and getting drunk and celebrating the sunset, and as it turned out, the sunrise as well. It was pure magic. I was just a kid with a dream of sailing around the world, and now here I was on a tropical island in the West Indies, dancing the night away. By the way, I can't dance, but it didn't matter. As you probably know, rum lubricates everything. So that's my story of a magical evening in St. Lucia. I wrote a fictionalized version of that trip in my book of short stories called More Twisted Tales. The story is called Nantucket Sleigh Ride. It's a lovely story of young love and tragedy. I hope that you'll buy the book and read it. And as always, thank you so much for listening.